Hi guys, Matt Luxon here from the Equestrian Athlete Plan. Just wanted to bring to you today a little bonus, if you like, on the importance of optimal nutrition, particularly for when you're riding, most particularly for when you get near the end of your ride, when your concentration is going to be wavering slightly due to a lack of energy. So I'm actually here today with the UK's leading fat loss expert, Paul Mort, and thanks for coming along today.
Oh, no problem, mate. I'm really excited.
That's going to be good. Paul, yeah, can you just... Give us a little bit of a background about yourself. And
okay, so is this the bragging about myself part?
Yeah, you can brag.
Cool. So I'm blushing a little bit here, but basically I've been in the fitness industry for 10 years now after being a former fat guy myself. I developed a reputation as the UK's leading fat loss expert just by basically getting phenomenal results. People heard about it, and I ended up touring the UK, teaching other trainers how to get phenomenal results with their clients. But I also that reputation also developed me a base of clients that were professional athletes. So from professional boxers with Olympic gold medalists to professional cage fighters, mixed martial artists, professional rugby players and premiership footballers and footballers who actually live in the States and play in the States. So yeah, I've got a bit of a background in both. I know how to fuel the body for fat loss and how to fuel the body for performance. So that's about it.
Brilliant. That's exactly what we need. Yeah, Paul. So, I mean, as you know, my equestrian athletes are going to be looking to optimize their performance, yep, both on and off the horse.
Yeah.
What would you say would be key for them to optimize? What the one biggest problem that we find is that towards the end of a round, yeah, cross country, they're actually getting their arms are getting pulled out of their sockets because, yeah, they're working really hard.
Okay.
But they're getting tired.
Okay.
So how can they?
Okay, so there's a couple of things we need to look at here. Basically, we need to look at the fuel that they're putting in their body. So what are they eating pre-workout? If they're eating anything during, sorry, not pre-workout, pre-ride. Competition, pre-ride.
Yeah. Yep.
During the ride, because I don't know if you eat in between rounds.
Oh yeah, during the competition.
Yeah,
they will.
During the competition you might eat. So even down to what you're drinking,
yeah,
could have a big effect, because most of those sports drinks out there are pure garbage anyway. So basically look at what it is that you're putting in your mouth. Is it a case of petrol in a diesel engine, or are you putting petrol in a petrol engine?
Yeah, yeah.
What I mean by that is your food either toxic in nature, or your drink toxic in nature? Has it got something in it that you can't pronounce or you don't know what it is? Because let's face it, your body's not designed to deal with that stuff. So if you're asking your body to work hard on the horse, if you're asking your brain to work hard on the horse, but then you're stressing your digestive system, you're stressing your liver as well, then you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah? It's like your car. If you put petrol in it, after a while, it's not going to run at all.
Yeah.
In a diesel engine, it's not going to run at all. If you put diesel in a petrol engine, that's even worse. Yeah?
Brilliant. Yeah, no, it's something I always say, like, about, you know, dilution is a solution,
yeah,
to pollution. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the thing is, Matt, that with the riders especially, they see basically carbohydrates as a source of fuel.
Yeah.
But what I've got to remember is that there's all carbohydrates aren't created equal. So as much as all calories aren't created equal, which I think most of the guys will know,
yeah,
carbohydrates aren't created equal either. There's allergenic ones and there's non-allergenic ones. So basically, carbohydrates that your body was designed to deal with and carbohydrates that they weren't designed to deal with. So as a fat loss expert, I'm always told that a lot of people tell me that carbs are the enemy. What we'll actually find is that carbs aren't the enemy, because glucose is actually the only source of fuel for the brain. And I think for the rider, brain health is as important as fuel in the body, because I would suggest that a lot of the guys are having to concentrate for long periods of time.
Yeah.
So if there's no glucose there, it's not going to happen for them. They're going to end up making mistakes.
Okay. So yeah? what would you say then in your experience?
So choosing sources, carbohydrates better. Yeah. I would shoot for low glycemic carbohydrate sources. So we're looking at berries. We're looking at fruit. Basically, I would say unlimited fruit and vegetables on race day. Maybe what another thing is that we should be looking at on race day and most days to get some oily fish in there.
Okay.
Anything with some good fats in there. It might come from avocado. It might come from flax oil, because your brain converts fats, usually from those good sources, into DHEA. DHEA basically helps repair neurons in the brain.
Yeah.
So it helps improve brain health. So yeah. I think that's key for your guys, and it'll be something that's massively overlooked as well.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think, unfortunately, no matter what level of competition, there is a sort of a culture of going and grabbing whatever's
anything
available,
yeah. Yeah.
In between disciplines of the equestrian.
And the thing is, Matt, as well, the great thing about this type of nutrition that you're recommending, is that it get them healthy, it'll improve their performance, it'll improve their concentration, but a byproduct of all of that is they'll actually drop body fat as well.
Yeah.
So they'll actually look hot in the saddle.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
you say, they'll look hot to trot.
Yeah, hot to trot.
Yeah.
And that's key, isn't it? Because obviously it's all very well you know, just striving to improve performance. But if you've got poor health that underpins it, you're never going to perform optimally.
Yeah, and if you're carrying excess body fat, you're just putting extra pressure on your horse.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and you're actually making your body work harder by carrying too much body fat.
Yeah, it's just not, it's sort of in it's not really creating any force.
No, not
or
really,
any
impulsion. You're carrying extra timber.
Yeah.
Then it's useless. Your body can't really do anything with it other than keep you warm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's brilliant. Any other sort of little gems really, Paul, that you... just to close this up, really, and just
I would look to improve the quality of sleep as well, because I think this is overlooked. Sleep improves health. It helps the body repair, regenerate, and recover. It helps the brain repair, regenerate, and cover. So anything that you can do to improve your sleep. So here's some really quick tips for you to improve your sleep. Don't eat processed food on an evening, because your body has to work overtime trying to digest that in your sleep, which will obviously interrupt your sleep. In the hour before you go to bed, you really need to do what I like to call dimming the light switch. So that doesn't mean dimming the light switch at home. It means dimming your mental switch. Because what a lot of people are doing is that they're getting in, and especially if they're busy, like the equestrian athlete's busy,
very busy
on an evening. Because they've got all that hair to muck out and things like that.
Yeah.
But they've got a very busy time. So that hour before bed is crucial, because what you want to be doing then is you want to be, again, dimming the switch. So you have no telly on.
Yeah.
Because the telly will actually, the backlight from the TV will actually stimulate your eyes, which in turn will stimulate your brain. The same with your laptop, same with your mobile phone, and the same with any reading that you do. So what I suggest you do is basically just make sure that you're chilling out. You're in bed or you're on the settee and you're reading fiction. So you're allowing your brain to switch off. You're allowing it to come back down rather than stressing about competition, rather than stressing about training. Because when these guys first come in, they're going to be very keen. That's all they're going to be thinking about.
Yep.
So we need to make sure we have this back off time, and we'll make downtime productive time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's critical. And I mean, I always like to try to get my personal clients and also my equestrian athletes into bed by 10.
Yeah.
Just to try and minimise the cortisol levels. Yeah.
I hope not. Okay, one of the things that I'll definitely do, this is just something that I almost missed there. I don't know if this is in your manual, but I would suggest that you all guys check out Tulsi tea.
Yeah, I've already put that in there.
Oh, brilliant. Tulsi tea is a herbal tea that it basically contains the herb holy basil. Now, holy basil is basically a cortisol adaptogen, or it's an adaptogenic herb. It basically will... Cortisol is a stress hormone that makes you stressed, it makes you fat, it makes you basically, you're almost running on adrenaline, and a lot of people in this day and age are stressed and overwhelmed. So Tulsi tea will basically bring that whole thing back down, it'll calm you down. It's basically like having a joint. Not that I've had one of them for a long, long time, but Tulsi tea will basically calm that nervous system, allowing you to focus properly on what you're meant to be doing. Great before bed, great in the afternoon sometimes when you feel like your to-do list is going, you're drowning in a to-do list.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd recommend Tulsi tea 100%.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I've put that in the sort of shopping list for the guys.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. Thanks, Paul, for your time today.
And, no worries, brother.
Okay, guys, I think that's a absolutely fantastic insight into, you know, some of the real gems behind why we do what we do with our nutrition and why I've given you the Hot to Trot nutritional plan. And Paul being the sort of the UK's leading fat loss expert, and as you can see, he's got a tremendous amount of nutritional information.
The great thing about this is that a lot of the competition isn't going to be using this.
Yeah, no,
either.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to crush, you know, you might not crush the competition, but you're going to be the very best that you can be.
I mean, that's crucial.
Yeah.
That's all you can do, be the best you can. So
exactly.
I've set them up with the tools, and that's absolutely brilliant.
Tremendous.
Right. Thanks very much, Paul.
No worries, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. Don't know why I'm shaking your hand. It's not on camera.
Yeah.